Hello, my friends, and welcome back to our fourth prayer session together. My prayer for you is that you've been practicing this every day, developing that deeper relationship with Jesus, becoming more focused and in tune with Him, seeing Him around you all the time and feeling His presence ever more in you every day. But now it's time for us to go and be with Jesus and to really focus with Him now. When you practice, standardize what you do. Pray at the same time. Maybe that's right before you go to sleep, or maybe it's right as you're waking up. You think, I'm going to go into time and I'm going to spend this time with Jesus. But wherever it is and wherever that time is, I want you to go to that place right now. A time when you won't be bothered. Turn off that phone and say, for the next 11 minutes, I'm going to just focus on Jesus. I'm going to be with Him now. When you're ready to do that, we'll take that first really good deep breath all the way in. And as we breathe in, we fully oxygenate that wonderful brain inside your head, that place where Jesus stays inside. As you take that really good deep breath all the way in, as you exhale, go ahead and close your eyes. It's time to focus on Jesus now. Very good. Another really good deep breath all the way in. And think about the muscles in your feet and your calves and your thighs and any tension that you have in any part of your leg muscles. Just let that go. Completely relax now. Completely slack, no tension at all, completely relaxed right now. Very good. Getting better at this all the time. Another really good deep breath all the way in. Think about the muscles in your stomach and in your chest and any tension you have in your stomach or chest muscles at all. Just let that just go relax now. No tension at all, completely relaxed, slack. Very good. Another really good deep breath all the way in. Think about the muscles in your hands, your forearms, your biceps, and shoulders. And any tension you might have in any part of your arms, just let that go completely slack. Just limp. Just completely relaxed. No tension at all. Another really good deep breath all the way in. Think about the muscles in your neck. And you may want to kind of roll your neck. Oh, we keep so much tension in our neck. That's when we were kids. Our Sunday school teacher would say to bow your head and close your eyes. When you bow your head, you relax the muscles in your neck. When you close your eyes, the back part of our brain, which contains our occipital lobes, begins to slow down and generate those powerful waves of electricity through your brain. Now. Another really good deep breath all the way in. Did you think about the muscles in your jaws, in your cheeks, around your eyes, your forehead, your scalp? Any tension in any part of your face? Just let that go completely relaxed now. Completely just limp. No tension at all. Very good. Another really good deep breath all the way in. I want you to scan your body through the very top of your head, down through your face, down your neck, down your arms, down your chest and your stomach, down your thighs and your calves. Let any other tension you have in any part of your body, any part of your body, just go all the way down to the very bottom of your feet. Now. This is what we call going into our inside world. We turn our external world off and we go inside to focus on Jesus now. And I want you to imagine you're laying in your bed right now and you're in your bedroom, and I want you to scan your room. From the right hand side, you may see, well, there's that table I have where I might keep my stuff on that, and As you look around, you may see, well, there's my window when I look out. And over there, that's my pictures I have on my wall, my posters. And you look around and you say, well, there's where I have my television, or that's where I keep my computer. And you go around and you see, well, that's the closet with my clothes on, where my clothes are. And go around and see, well, there's the dresser. And over here is another little table. But as you're scanning around your room, you notice that on that wall, there's a door. You haven't seen that before. And it's this beautifully carved wooden door. In the middle of that door is this exquisite stained glass. And it's a picture of Jesus, and he's praying there in Gethsemane. You can see that big rock there. You can see Jesus kneeling there. And there's a light filtering through that stained glass. You see, behind this door, it's Jesus. And he's praying for me. He wants to talk to me. And in your mind, you can get out of that bed and you see it's going to be three steps to that door. You take that first step, and as you take that first step towards that door, that closet, your prayer closet, inside your mind and your inside world, you take that first step and that picture gets even clearer to you now. You take that second step, you can see it even more clearly. You notice there's the handle where I open up the door. You take another really good deep breath all the way in. Take that third step and go through that door now. You open the door. Jesus is standing there. And he's giving you the same look as that friend you haven't seen in such a long time, and you've missed him, and you can tell he's missed you too, and he just comes over and just gives you the biggest hug. Just, I love you so much. I love you. Thank you for spending time with me. While you have Jesus there, right there, he takes you by the hand. You walk inside this room, and it's this beautiful room. This room that you can decorate however you want to, and there's that beautiful round table there. And right in the middle of that table is that white candle. That's the light that you saw through that stained glass. And there's two chairs by this table. They're right beside each other. And Jesus motions to one of them. He says, come on, let's sit down and talk. And as you sit down there, just tell Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing around me. Thank you for the love that you've shown me. Thank you how that you take care of me physically, financially, spiritually, emotionally. You're interested in every part of me, Jesus. And I want you to practice conversational prayer now. Just imagine what Jesus might say to you. Whenever I pray, I always start with Father. And I always answer myself, yes, son. And as you're telling him thank you, Jesus may be saying, I love to bless you, my sweet child. I get so much joy out of giving you what your heart desires. I know sometimes you ask me for things that I know I can't give you because you don't see time like I do, sweetheart. You have no idea the blessings you would miss if I gave you the answer to that prayer. You tell him, Jesus, I completely accept whatever you want me to do. And whatever your answer is, I accept that, Lord. I'm learning how to be exact with my prayers, Jesus. And he looks at you and says, if you're not exact, how do you know what I answer? And you tell him, and I'm expecting you to answer my prayers, Lord. And he says to you, expectation. It's the fundamental of faith. As you expect, that's how it works. You're expecting it. You have faith that I will answer your prayers. And you say, that's right, Lord. And you tell him, but Jesus, I completely accept whatever it is that you have for me. I've been exact with my prayers, Lord. I'm expecting my prayers to be answered. But Lord, I completely accept that your ways are higher than my ways. And you're so much smarter than me. I completely accept however you answer this prayer, Father. And he looks at you and just says, I love you so. You've always been one of my favorites, and I've known you even before you were born. And I'm so glad that we're having this time together. And Jesus tells you, thank you for letting me use your imagination. Thank you for letting me use your inside voice. Thank you for letting me use your emotions to give you feelings of what you should do and how you should act and what you should avoid. You look at Jesus and nod. You say, you are welcome, Lord, because I love talking to you. So we get to know each other even better now. And Jesus looks at you and he asks you, he says, why are you here today? And you say, Jesus, I want to know more about what I should do at school. Or at work, I should be more like you there. And Jesus nods and he points towards the wall in front of where you're sitting. And you remember that that whole wall is just like one super high def screen. It's like looking through a window. Right now, you think about the outside of your school, and you can imagine what the parking lot looks like and where the school buildings are. And you can see yourself as you're walking through those doors, and Jesus is right there, just beside you, right there, right behind you on your right hand side. You're walking through those doors, and you can imagine now that you're inside your school, or maybe you're inside your workplace. If you're out of school, you can imagine that building. You imagine how you're going through that door. You walk down the halls. Maybe you can see, well, there's my lockers. Or maybe you can say, there's the other offices in my building. You go through that door. And you sit down there in homeroom. Or maybe you're sitting there at your desk at your office. And you look around your cubicle, you look around your office, and you see the things that are around you. And you see the friends there. And you ask Jesus, Jesus, now that we're here, what should I do to make my school different? What should I do to make my workplace, my office different for you? What should I do? I want you to ask Jesus now, what's the first thing I should do in my workplace or in my school? And just imagine what Jesus might say. He might say, you know, you're really good at art. Maybe you could draw pictures for your friends as a way to develop those relationships. Or, you know, you're good at music. Maybe you could do a music festival. Have some people get to sing and then tell what I've done in your life. That's what Jesus says. Or maybe he says, you know, you're a great athlete. Maybe you can use your sports in ways to show little kids or how to better play soccer or baseball. And use that as a relationship builder. Or maybe you're good at computers. And Jesus says, you know what? You could use your computer skills to tutor people. Or maybe you like playing video games. And Jesus says, you know what? It's all about relationships. Maybe he can just use playing video games to make friends with people and share them what Jesus means to you. Or Jesus may say, you know, with the office, that guy that always just seems like he's got such a bad attitude. Maybe you could just send him a text and say, hey, man, you did a great job on that project. When you've got an idea of what you should do first, I want you to nod your head. Yeah, I do have an idea of what I should be doing, how I should approach this. And realize, the prayer is a skill, and every time you pray, you develop a deeper and deeper relationship with Jesus, because Jesus is here now. He's here. He's with you. He's right here. And as you just to pretend, imagine what he might say, or imagine how you would act if he was sitting just right here beside you. Maybe you put your hand on his hand. As you know what it is that you should do, there in your school or there in your office. Now I want you to think about your church. And as you think about your church, you can imagine on that big screen, that whole wall there, the parking lot outside your church, and maybe you can see where the sanctuary is, and you can see the steeple up against that blue sky. You walk up those steps and go through the doors there, and you're in that foyer area where everybody's kind of milling around. And you go through those doors into the main sanctuary, the auditorium, and you know where you usually sit, and you walk over there. You sit down and space right beside you. And Jesus comes right there beside you and sits right down there with you. And he looks over to you like, I've been right here beside you this whole time, sweetheart. You nod at him and like, I always had a feeling, but it's great to see you here, Jesus. As you're there in your church, I want you to ask Jesus, what can I do to make a difference in my church? How can I lead my church to be more on mission? To have more of a burden for my lost friends around me? How can I do that, Jesus? And he may say, you know, those same gifts we were talking about, music, art, athletics, drama, you can use that in the church. You can use that to reach my friends right here. Maybe you can have a time and we can get together and pray and practice this prayer. You can teach them to pray too. As you develop this deeper and deeper relationship with Jesus, and Jesus looks at you and he says, yeah, that's right. That's right. You can do it like that. You can teach my friends to pray. You can help them realize that I am real. I am right beside them. I'm not just a theory. I'm not just a concept. I'm real. And I'm right there with you. And you have my Holy Spirit inside you. And I'm trying to communicate with you all the time. And now that you're practicing this right way to pray, this powerful prayer, I am becoming more and more real to you every day. I'm not just a concept. I'm becoming more real. And I want you to be the point of the Spirit in my congregation, to lead them to learn more about me in a real way. real relationship with me. As you listen to Jesus, you nod your head. You realize, yeah, that's right. I do need to do that. He just puts his arm around you and just says, I love you so much. You've always been one of my favorites. I've known you since you were inside your mama, and I've enjoyed watching you grow up. And I am so excited to be spending time with you now, to learn more about you. Jesus just gives you the biggest hug and says, thank you for spending time with me. Thank you for getting to know me better. And better for developing a deeper relationship with me. And he looks you in the eye and he says, listen, I'm always here with you. I'm always in this place inside your mind. And anytime you want to come and be with me, I'm always going to be waiting for you. And as you develop these skills, my relationship with you is going to develop and get deeper and deeper, and I'm becoming more real to you every day. Thank you for practicing talking to me. You look at me and say, Jesus, it is my pleasure because I so dig you. I just love you so much. And he says, I love you too, sweetheart. I love you. And he takes you by the hand. You rise up from those chairs. He leads you to that beautiful door with that exquisite stained glass there. He says, I'll look forward to seeing you soon, sweetheart. And you look at him and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And he opens that door. You walk out that door. He closed the door behind you. You can see your bed there. You take those two steps back towards that. You lay down there. You mentioned, I love spending time with Jesus. It becomes better every day. You just say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the best day ever. You give him a clap and say, thank you, Jesus. You just clap and say, I love you, Lord. Thank you for getting to be more in my life every day. Listen, prayer changes things. Prayer changes the real world. Prayer changes you. And every time you practice, you develop more ways of learning to love him. You get a clearer guidance from him, knowing exactly what you should do, exactly when to do it. Listen, my friend, thank you for practicing prayer. Thank you that you wanted to be taught how to pray. It's a skill. It's a skill that needs to be shared. I thank you for spending time with me. I love you. I look forward to seeing you again real soon. Bye.